The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back the bird all talking about. Out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy, you suck your hand, something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low here. No, what I'm talking about. Get it. Yeah.
I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
It's my favorite mutiny.
I'm like you with you, your logic does not get you.
Come on.
The Tuesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping.
And there you go. Right there. Woo! Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday, boy. I tell you, everybody bracing for the cold. Everybody feeling the blow. Lord. Happy Tuesday, people. It is November 8th, and boy, we got lots to talk about today. As a matter of fact, you know, Pearlie will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour. Peter Rahim will be joining us in the 5 o'clock hour as we talk sports. Before we get to that, we got to talk Freeport. My God. Here we go again. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Now we're going to go down to Freeport as we do each and every Tuesday for the Freeport Report. I have Sarah Kirkby with me, and I think Darren Cooper is going to be joining us in short order, but I know a lot's going on in Grand Bahama as they brace for Nicole, so I appreciate both of them chiming in if they can. I know Sarah will be able to chime in, and Darren if he can as well. You can definitely chime in yourselves, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone 922-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And like I said, we're going to have a great conversation today. Now, let's go straight. Listen, I'll hook you up tomorrow. Double the prizes for the trivia. But since we got things popping out of Freeport today and news out of Freeport regarding the Alukaya, then, we'll double it up tomorrow, all right? So let's check in with Sarah Kirkby right now from the Grand Bahama News. And don't forget, get the supplement each and every Tuesday in Freeport. Get the Guardian, and you get the Grand Bahama News in there, all right? But you got to spend the money. Spend the money. Anyway, Sarah, what's good? What's going on, man? How are you?
How are you? I'm good, my darling. How are you? Trying not to have my PTSD kick in too badly.
Well, you know, my in-laws are in Freeport, so I'm very worried. I'm very, you know, here with bated breath, as always, whenever things go down in Freeport. So I want to send a special shout-out to my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, all down there, man. My brothers-in-law down there, the two of you, in case I didn't come out pluralized correctly. So
you got plenty of family.
I got plenty of family down there who I love very dearly, man, and I want to make sure they're good. And I want to make sure all my Freeport peeps, you and Darren and C. Allen, all my crew down there in Freeport, you all come out unscathed out of this, because obviously it's going to impact Abaco and Grand Bahama tonight. And my God, we've been on here for 9 months since I came on the air doing the Monday Abaco, Tuesday Freeport. Nothing's changed for the most part in regards to this situation. And now here we go again, bracing for another storm bearing down on us. I mean, all I could do is just pray.
But it's not a hurricane yet.
No, I'm hoping it remains a storm, but I...
Yeah.
As it progresses around Bahama and toward Florida, now we're hearing, possibility of a hurricane. So I'm praying it stays a tropical depression.
We're all kind of having
say,
a bit of a
did it say here. So depressed that it doesn't know what to do with itself to upgrade and has low self-esteem and just stays, you know, that's a storm.
Exactly. But we're all just kind of thinking, you know, it's just hysterical that it's decided that it's going to turn into a hurricane when it comes over Grand Bahama. I mean, what kind of luck is that?
Oh, God. I mean, it's eerily reminiscent to last time when we had Dorian bear down over Abaco, and it stayed there for the longest, like somebody was controlling it, just hovering over a certain portion of the island. And the miraculous thing out of there, as long as it stayed over there, Baker's Bay took like the least amount of damage.
Exactly. It's just like Francis and Jean and just like Dorian. So, you know, we have survived this. I think everyone's trying to be really good. I'll be honest. People are in the stores buying things, water. Everyone's prepping, which is more than they have done ever before. It's really different now when storms come. People really do prep. So like, just differently from before. We used to be a little bit maybe lackadaisical. Not now. Now everybody is on and just trying to get everything, you know, as sorted as much as they can. Shutters are up way earlier than they normally would be. And the gas places have been packed. Water stations are packed. So it's just being prepped early, which is good. I'm hoping that it's not going to be bad. We've been through a lot worse than this. So, you know, Grand Bahama is resilient. So hopefully we can, you know, get through it easily and it'll pass. And just, you know. That's Darren just chiming in that he's going to come on now. So,
all right. So I know that he's busy out there doing things too. We got C. Allen coming in after the break. But basically outside of the hustle and bustle, people getting ready, what's the morale like now? So I was like, Grand Bahamians dealing with this right now.
I think you try to just be as calm and as patient as you can. There was, I was just in line at a supermarket. And this little girl stood in line while her mom went and got groceries. And some lady came and said, hey, she's not in line. You know, went to the next person. They're like, not her. I'm like, yes, she's been in line. No worries. Just let's all be calm. It's plenty of time. So I think people are trying to be as calm as they can. I mean, it does bring back these really horrible memories for us, especially Dorian recently. It was really... It triggers you. So you have to try and keep a positive outset for it. You have to, or else you get really depressed. So
really?
For me, I mean, I swam out of my house. So
I remember we talked about it. And yeah.
So I try to think, I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking I've got everything prepped. It's not going to be that big of a storm. I prepare.
Well, we're praying that it remains, you know, at the tropical storm status and it gets through there as quick as possible.
Exactly.
With minimum amount of damage or impact, and then we go from there.
And they've got all the shelters open, and everybody knows. And with the WhatsApp communications, everybody's talking to each other and making sure. I think everyone's being really calm at the moment. And I think if it would just pass the way it is now, we'll be better, and we'll feel better. So, you know, that's where we're at. You know, Grand Bahama, we took another blow with the hotel news this today.
And we're gonna talk about that with Darren and Seattle and stuff. But what you got for me out of the Grand Bahama news, Sarah? Tell me something good outside of the storm rolling in and all the I know you got some good tidbits in there.
I do, and Darren's just joined me, so that's great. So the big story for us obviously is Six Senses. We hadn't heard about the hotel yet when we wrote our stories. So Six Senses is really Six Senses has been on the ground. They have seen the property. They are already starting their plans. It is not going to be built until 2026. So, you know, the expectations for it to start straight away are not going to happen, but it is a signed deal. It is a luxury brand. They are number one in the world. I think they were 7 years in a row, which is unheard of through Conde Nast. So they are fantastic. It really elevates our brand to another level. So hopefully that will also bring a demand more at the airport and will cause more things to come as well. Once people see Six Senses are coming, other larger hotel brands or well-known brands will also look at us as well. You know, and we've also, you know, got to think we've got Carnival Cruise Lines coming. And then maybe that will bring someone to buy the hotel. We've got to think positive that it's going to happen. It is a beautiful property. So that's the Six Senses. I'd love you to read about that in people's opinion. You know, really just saying that the taxi drivers and the strong market people are all excited about it, but you know they can't wait for it to start as soon as possible.
I'm looking at the pictures, Sarah, and where it's, you know, you know, aimed and planned to be, man. And boy, I tell you, it is absolutely beautiful.
It's a gorgeous spot. It is pristine. It is, and it'll be perfect for what they're doing. It's a luxury spa hotel, so I think it's 40 to 60 rooms, and then there's 30 private homes that will also be associated with it. And so that will really bring, you know, they have a huge following all over America and Europe, so it brings that beautiful clientele for us. But the place is beautiful. It is a very public beach where a lot of people go, but luckily in Grand Bahama, we have wonderful beaches. We have miles of beaches, 7 miles, all the way down to the right and the left. So there's other places that people can go. And this, you know, the developer does know that the beach will be open access for, and they understand that, you know, they've met with stakeholders. So I know they know that as well, which is great. So that's our good news. Really good news. We're trying to keep that positive. They also had a fair in West End to help with
that. Yeah, I saw that. The fair was
the doing government
big thing.
Agency.
Yeah, the government agency.
Yeah, so it made it easier for a lot of the people who can't get out or older people to go to, which was great. And so that went off really well, and people were very happy about it. Kudos to the government and to Obi Welshcombe for getting that organized. That's great. The big thing for us also was the Conk Man.
Yeah, that's what I saw that as well. Glad to see Conk Man back in action, man. And
yeah,
that's been a staple in Grand Bahama for years. So glad to see that back up and running, no pun intended.
Yeah, and it was great. And the 14-year-old young man that won it was amazing. He's been training. He's going, I don't know. Hopefully he's still going to Karifta, depending, weather dependent. But I know he was looking to go. And the kid who won the Iron Kids, the little 9-year-old, was phenomenal. They said he was just so full of energy. It was great. There were tons of teams, lots of participation, over 150 entries. So I know the organizers were thrilled, and it's great to have that feeling back in GB. We also are very pleased to feature the Regency Theater, which is my wonderful theater, which did go under in Dorian. And let me tell you, the young people that have brought this back together are amazing. They're a hardworking crew. They have done an amazing job with limited budget, because when the hurricane hit Dorian, we were going to obviously try to reach out to the national theaters like New York and London to try and get help through their theater wings. But of course, then COVID hit and everybody was stopped. So they've done this on their own. It's a very young, enthusiastic theatrical crowd. They are amazing under the guidance of Preston, who is just everyone to read that. And anybody who's out there listening who loves theater and live theater, we still need some support to get our theater back. We are the only proper working full theater in the Bahamas. The Dundas is different from us. The Regency Theater is a properly theater with a front backstage. We also have all the costume rooms. We have long.
That's one thing, but you're Grand Bahamians, though. You're got one or two little things playing. You're like, show right off just because you're one multitude. So you can't one. But you, sir, just pass off the Dundas. Like, the Dundas is not there. Now I have to defend the Dundas a little bit. That theater is just bragging about. That ain't nothing compared to the theater at the Atlantis. Okay. We need to get both going, though. Honestly, the Dundas and that Regency Theater.
We do. And we have amazing talent in our country. We really do.
And there Grand Bahama puts out some of the best plays ever.
Ever, yeah. Grand Bahama does some great. But the talent that is in all of our islands is amazing. When you see these young people up on the stage, it's phenomenal. And I've been involved in the theater for a long time, since I was a baby and I was in Mrs. Seiler's first ballet shows. So I can talk about the theater forever.
You used to do ballet, Sarah?
Where do you think all the boys in China come
You should have never told me that. Don't let me see you at a cocktail reception in the future, boy. Your business coming out with jokes. Okay, Baryshnikov.
Wait till I tell you some of the parts I played. They all definitely get the jokes for that.
I guess you were in the Nutcracker. Knowing you had the star in the Nutcracker suite, but bump.
Thank you. Love it.
All right.
Last thing I just want to do is also our feature was Eyesore, was the Arawak Hotel. So it is a big monstrosity in Grand Bahama. Hopefully it will get tore down soon, or it should be used for like some kind of show or play or movie. It would be, you know, it's been there for years, which is David Meller. He has climbed Mount Everest, and he actually used that as his practice area for when he was training to go there, because there's not many hills in Grand Bahama to practice your climbing on.
But I got you. Yeah, and I mean, you know, you said that was David Mellor?
Yeah, David Mellor Sr. He's now in his 80s.
What?
But he's amazing. He's traveled all around the world. He actually started writing for the paper years ago when it first started in the 60s. So he was one of the originals that came down here when things were all starting in Grand Bahama.
You got to get him to come on one Tuesday and let's shoot the breeze with him, Matt.
Oh, he would love that.
Absolutely. I know enough about his sons. We want to talk to them. We want to talk to him.
Yeah, he's fantastic. A real character.
All right. So, Sarah, always a pleasure to talk to you. But I hear Darren chomping at the bit. And you know me and Darren got a mash them corn right now. And we got Stalin on the flip side of the rig ready to pop the corn. So we gonna say thank you and hang tight if you want. It's all good. But we got to talk to Darren. Darren, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Naughty. What's happening, guys?
I know you're busy and I know you're dealing with business and stuff. And like I told Sarah and Stalin earlier, appreciate you joining me, man. But me and you talking about one thing in particular right here, because Sarah did a good job with the hurricane and the Grand Bahama news. What's going on with the hotel? We were speculating. Now is, well, I guess we wasn't speculating, eh?
Naughty, I hate to have to use this type of language, but I told them so.
Boy, you did, and a couple others did. And listen, I want to let everybody know, this isn't a point of, are you right, I told you so situation. There is no winner in this, okay? There's no winner.
This is about a government listening and not being like previous administration just want to announce.
Well, I can be honest with you, Darren. I had an issue with it from the previous administration, got that albatross around. It was a horrible deal from the break.
Correct. And so we had this big, I mean, they got all the vendors out of the straw market in Port Lakaya. They got all of the beautiful Grand Bahama workers to come to the hotel. And they had this big announcement about the announcement of who we are going to sell the hotel to. And now we hear an extension.
More extensions in the weave shop.
They want put on the head.
I tell you.
And no agreement. I said a few months ago, and I'll say it again, I would hope that the Prime Minister sees the need to shuffle his cabinet. The Prime Minister also sees the need to babysit or to pay close attention to Grand Bahama projects, because it could be a good legacy for him to know that he was the Prime Minister that fought to revitalize Grand Bahama and making sure that, because Alukaya is not the only thing on the sale market. There are other projects in the pipeline that we need to see happen. And we would like to see happen. And we would hope to see happen in Grand Bahama. But when we play in politics, and we can't move politics out of the way, and we just want to stroke the ego of people and give them false hope. And then the big talk was, this is an action minister. Yeah, okay. I guess the camera stopped recording.
Well, all I'm saying is, at this point in time now, Freeport is back to square one. Both administrations, in my opinion, have failed Freeport miserably. And I agree with you. There's a great opportunity for Prime Minister Davis to forge his legacy to say that I picked Freeport up. I gave Freeport a hug. I put Freeport back. You can say that. And right now, you don't just have Grand Bahama. You have Abaco in addition. The two of you, the both of those islands, you know, again, like having to go through this, a rerun of this horrible movie and no plans in sight, period. Like nothing.
Yeah. I listened to Sarah a few minutes ago, and she was talking about the Six Senses project. This is a project. First of all, this hotel is number one around the world. It just won the award of number one hotel around the world. And when we see this type of investment that has interest in Grand Bahama, that wants to come to Grand Bahama, that's ready to come to Grand Bahama, that means that our prime minister should say, you know what? I can need this to come to Grand Bahama. So let me make sure, pull out all the stops, follow all of the the proper guidelines, but to make sure that whatever could red tape this or whatever could frustrate this, let me be the nation chief that says we ain't doing that on this one. Because when that comes to Grand Bahama, that then creates investor confidence to many others that would want to come to Grand Bahama. And so we're just hoping that he sees the need to want to be able to make these things happen for Grand Bahama. And so I must say, because Sixth Sense has been working on Grand Bahama for some time. They've been trying to get this deal off the ground for some time, and they've not been so eager to announce, but they've been doing more of their homework, their due diligence, to make sure that these things happen before we go to the public and say, we come in. Because if they did that, they probably would have said it probably 4 years, 5 years ago. You understand? But no, let's just make sure we do things. And that is what we are hoping that government sees the need to do, that they do the... I would have felt good knowing that, listen, we got the money and we got an agreement. We had no money and we had no agreement. Who looked bad? The government. Because now you allow this announcement to put you in a bind. And so I would like, as a Grand Bahaman, I would really love to know what went wrong. What went left of this project or of this agreement? What went left? Because I knew that there was audits being done at the hotel. I knew that they were trying to check on their assets and see overall. We also was told by the chairman of the board that the owners or the interested buyers were on ground every day. What went wrong that we could not seal the deal to get this $100 million to sell this property, to be able to give us the restaurants that we needed, to give us the brand hotel that we needed? This is very disappointing. This is heartbreaking to not be able to embrace this project that we were hoping next week would have been ready for a signing of a heads of agreement.
Darren, I mean, I feel your disappointment. I share in your disappointment because, you know, I have in-laws and family in Grand Bahama, man. And let me tell you, again, now, mind you, some of my family members are like, listen, bro, I already knew this wasn't going down. Only you was how old and hope. You had more hope than me.
I had hope.
But there were other Grand Bahamians that had hope and needed it and wanted it to happen. Let me check the text lines real quick, Darren. They said the original deal was a bad one, Naughty. What Chester got to say now, no airport, no sale, real problem. All the fanfare and photo ops for nothing. They lied and told us the hotel was sold. They should go back and renegotiate with RCL.
I am overly disappointed because I thought that this administration, the Chester Ginger administration, Brave David administration, saw where we do this big fanfare and nothing comes out of it. I would have thought that they would have seen the need and listen, man. And you know what the slogan in Grand Bahama is? We ain't interested in the shovel in the ground. We interested in ribbon cutting.
Right.
Cut the ribbon.
Right, right.
Don't tell the ground. Cut the ribbon.
Well,
ribbon means the grand opening.
But I, Darren, I look at all of this, right? And I look at where the previous administration left Alukaya. And then as soon as this present administration came in, it's like they stuck it on Chester Cooper right away. Boom. Now I get it. You know, Chester, you got a good track record as a businessman. But listen here, that was quite the albatross right there.
Yeah.
I think they even stuck, you know, sometimes, you know, you give a good athlete too much, they end up, you know, they can't get it done sometimes, no matter how good they are. And I think this one, because it was how it was set up dynamic-wise, it was a horrible deal.
And yes, anyone that knows track and field knows that when you're in a long race, you don't run as if you're finishing the line when you just start.
No, you got to pace yourself.
You got to pace yourself. This administration, the Minister for Grand Bahama, the Minister for Investment and Tourism, and all those other good stuff, Deputy Prime Minister, took off with this fast race that we can't even see, feel, or hear them right now. We can't see, feel. I mean, it as if what went wrong? Why are you all so quiet now? Yeah, okay, you're riding on the fact that we're preparing for a storm. But let me hear your comments on what went wrong. I would hope that our news stations here see the need to go and interview the minister as relates to this deal, because they talk all of the other stuff they don't talk about. Let's talk about this one here.
Yeah.
What went wrong? What went wrong that we could not seal the deal? What did the government did not do? Because I, by good reliable sources, that the problem was the government of the Bahamas, not the buyers, not the interested party. The government. So tell us now, take away the speculation of it being you that caused the seal not to go through, and tell us what went wrong, why we couldn't do this.
And you know what? You know what? I don't understand. It was such a horrible deal. This administration had an opportunity when they came in And they picked it up from where the administration had left it. And they were warned in their own right not to pick up this deal, not to take this deal.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had Michael Scott popping off saying, oh, I could get it done and this and that. And here we are. Well, if you're going to pick up the deal or pick up the Albatross, then make sure you have a viable, you know, opportunity to get the deal done. Not end up like this. Because now here we are again.
We're not hearing absolutely anything as it relates to our airport. Yes, we see work being done. Is this a temporary fix? Is this what we're going to use permanent? What is the real deal? We're being left to have to go with speculation and go with rumor. But say to us, what's going on? We have a board now in place that's been in place for a few months. What are we doing? How are we getting where we're going? Do we have interested investors? Are we looking for investors, or are we looking for someone to partner with us to redesign? What is the plan?
Yeah.
And you know what? There's nothing being said to Grand Bahamians. Only what comes out. Breaking news. When is some gibberish on what's going on? We see renovations going on to the old domestic terminal. We couldn't tell you what's going on. We couldn't tell you if this terminal is going to be used for Sunwing or is going to be used as a temporary international. We don't know. We as Grand Bahamians don't know. But yet, you're doing it for us, but leaving us out of the deal.
Darren, when I tell you I feel your pain, my brother, I feel your pain. And I could sense. The question is, now, where do we go moving forward with this, though? How do we breathe life back into our locale? Because guess what? We're still stuck with the same situation we had before with no buyer in sight. I mean,
I don't. For me, I think that there has been some viable persons, even from the previous administration, that has been interested in the Alukaya property. I was told, and I could be corrected, but the owners of the Port Lakaya Marketplace had interest into the Alukaya Hotel. They owned the property across the street. Based on what I was told, that they were offering was way more than this last deal. But there were other interested persons. We got beach that's connected to this property. We got a marina that's connected to this property. We got so much things around us that connected that could easily sell this property. Why are we not getting this property sold? And that should be the demand that Grand Bahamians are asking. Tell us, what are we not doing? Because this Alukaya deal creates opportunity for the whole Port Lakaya. The Bitten Bay Resort, the rest that's connected to it. And so I think it's important for us to dig our heels in the ground, which is government now, and really get busy other than talking. You know, we do plenty good talking, but let's get busy in trying to get it going. The only thing that's happening right now that's causing activity and putting money on the ground is government initiatives. And if we continue with government initiatives, we will continue to dig ourselves into more debt as a country.
Uh-huh.
And then we will face the devaluing of our dollar. And then we can figure out, well, we weren't listening.
We don't want to go there.
And now we get here. But that's why we need to get rid of government-funded events, government programs, government money, the people's money. Doing these initiatives that's digging us into holes. We need foreign direct investment. We need investors, Grand Bahamians or Bahamians, that have the ability, the capacity to be able to invest in this economy and really, really get it going. That's why I feel, and I'll say it again, that Sixth Senses should be a babysitting project for the Prime Minister to make sure.
They need to go cut a deal with Sixth Senses. Tell them, give you a 2-for-1 special. How about that?
I agree. Listen, man. We'll
talk about that next Tuesday.
We can do this, but buy the hotel. Something.
There
you go. Do something.
Well, all the best to you and your fam, Darren, because I got to get to the break.
Some interested buyer. Get us we can make sure this happens, but help us out in your line of field, because Sixth Sense has got a good track record.
Definitely. But I want to wish you and your family the best, and Sarah and her family, in-laws especially. Ride it through safely. I will contact you all throughout to make sure you're safe. And I will see you next Tuesday, and we'll continue the conversation. All right, my brother? And I appreciate you, but I know you got business interests and home interests to take care of. So go get safe, and we'll talk soon. All right, we'll take a quick break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll join C. Allen Johnson. Have a conversation with C. Allen out of Freeport. We'll go over into the 5 o'clock a little bit with C. Allen. And then we'll talk sports, all right? It is the Tuesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads. We're talking everything out of Freeport, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and it continues right after this.
Talking Heads with Monty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Apartment Store, G.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on, spare be put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
The Tuesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're going back to Freeport. We got C. Allen Johnson joining us now. And, you know, glad to hear from C. Allen. Want to get his perspective on all of this. What's going on, C. Allen? Oh, boy, I wish you and your fam all the best going through this again. And I hate to have to say again, but, boy, I tell you, between Freeport and Abaco, y'all seem to be always right in the middle of these storms and whatnot. So,
Grand Bahama is the capital of Hurricane Ali. So we've had, what, six or more in the last decade or so? And so we've had more than our share, which basically tells us resilience. That's why this so-called conversation that the Prime Minister is having on this carbon economy is so important for us to, for Grand Bahamians to be included in it, as opposed to the government using it as a method of economic empowerment of the treasury, as opposed of the nation.
Right. I'm very keen to see, you know, coming from COP27, there's been the talk of carbon credits and all of that. I'm very keen to see who's going to be managing that portfolio.
Well, and that's
is it going to be a private entity, you know, with a management contract, or is it going to be a government and a ministry that specializing in that?
No, already they already laid somewhat of the groundwork for it in their utterances, as well as this laudable table concerning the resources. You know, I am one to believe that political five-year visionaries should not be in charge of long-term economic goals.
Oh, boy.
And so what happens is, you know, I believe a sovereign wealth fund should take possessions of all bohemian assets, known and unknown, seen and unseen, tangible and intangible. And then we should hire sovereign asset management companies who could exploit the value for the greatest gain, for which we designate specifically a certain amount of those gains that can go towards the treasury, but at the same time, it moves towards the economic building and development as a country. What happens is five-year celebrities are governed for their five-year status, trying to get another 5 years, and we need long-term visionaries to build an economic giant that could last for centuries as a country. And so this whole thing with a table is because, again, carbon credits belong to the national good of the Bahamas. And for the fact that the government will take it into the consolidated is a scary thought. And even for the so-called asset distribution management bill they bring is another thing that where political people want to keep control of everything, as opposed to allowing natural processes that happens around the world to do it. Let's use a good example, the FTX deal that is just going down today. You know, we all knew, or those advising government should have known, that cryptocurrency is not the only digital assets. We passed a bill called Digital Assets Registration.
Speaking of crypto, as you slide into that, you haven't heard from your protege, Graham Melford, Mr. Crypto himself. I'm going to make sure Graham all right, you know.
No, it's okay. But what happens is, see, Graham
has... I was rocking the pens and asking for Pedialyte.
Right, but they subscribe to the greater fool theory. As long as you find a greater fool to buy what you're selling, you'll always be in business. and so what happens, though, digital assets is audio and sounds and intellectual properties and all these different things. And we chose one specific thing. And the collapse of FTX now takes down all of FTX globally, with the exception of the U.S. market. But the U.S. market only account for 5% of FTX. So I mean, 95% of what we were so-called billing our anchor on may have been wiped away because, you know, Binance that bought their thing, they have no headquarters anywhere. They are a purely digital cyber company. They have no location anywhere. Okay? So you know how you say FTX came with a headquarters. But these are the things where, and this is what's scary, is when you start talking about digital assets, for leadership that can't see down the road and around the corner, they make these decisions that sounds good out of Kyle. You know, and I want grand behemoths to please get out of this delusion. I know we've been banged our head on the wall for so long. Our Lokaya has been open before, along with the airport, and Grand Bahama still suffered for two decades. So opening our Lokaya and the airport is not our solution. And so if we've had these things before, bringing them back is not the solution, because they were never before, they're not now. What we need is a greater vision for the islands of Grand Bahama. Within the port area, they have a control of 85,000 acres, of which 60,000 of it sits vacant and undeveloped. Prime land, just like how you say six senses is going on 30 acres of that prime land. What happens to the other 60,000 acres that has sat here for 60 plus years and has not been developed where it should since the late 60s? And so these are the type of conversation to go, here it is that you have the most ideal location in this hemisphere. You have people like China and others that are setting up these digital empires for commerce. WTO that has been wiped out is now trying to redefine itself. And the Bahamas sits at the economic gateway of almost a billion people or more in the Caribbean and South America. Sitting to the north of us is America. Why aren't we playing a bigger role in the new digitization of the global economy? Because what you have is you have leadership that talks about digitization of a company called the government and don't understand that digitization of an economy is two different things. And you have the media and other people cheer them on. It's like, and so the problem is that we're not talking to the right people for this right time. And this is the most ideal time that we missed this opportunity because we are in the first convergence in technology revolution, fourth industrial revolution, and fifth social revolution. Never in the history has all of these aligned, maybe for another 10,000 years. So if we miss this opportunity, we'll go back into a form of slavery. Not, you know, but what happens is Grand Bahama is the linchpin. Going back to 2002, you have every prime minister said if you couldn't recover Grand Bahama, you couldn't recover the Bahamas. An absolute truth. So, and you hear people, these so-called pseudo-economics, who say we have to diversify the economy, but can't tell you diversify into what or where. Well, hospitality industry has shifted. Even bed and breakfast, Airbnb and others are now adjusting to the new dispensation of the social revolution that creates a whole new dispensation in hospitality that opens the door for behemoths to have access to billions of dollars for the rebuilding of the Bahamian economy. Two people controls that gateway. On Grand Bahama, it's the government of the Bahamas, because the government has about maybe 140,000 plus acres here on Grand Bahama that is totally unused of crown land. And then you have the Port Authority with at least 85,000, maybe up to 100,000 acres of land. And both of them are sitting on this ideal location with no vision for the economic development and the power and the empowerment of the Bahamas.
I'm sure it's basically sitting on a gold mine, but we got to make sure I manage it correctly.
Yes, absolutely. This is where the so-called sovereign asset management comes in. And so when we talk about this new economic models that we have to go in, you have hospitality now that is now as a service. And so when you talk about the fact that a study showed that Grand Bahama needed 10,000 rooms. Now, remember now, Grand Bahama had at least one dozen hotels, including one of them.
Correct.
Sarah spoke of. Near Brown hotels over the years, we're down to maybe 3, 4, 5. So what I'm simply saying is that we have to now for Grand Bahama to be viable. Believe it or not, unless you could hit 10,000 rooms, that idea of a $100 million airport is a fantasy. You can't talk it. You must bring a strategy. Plans and strategies are two different things.
Well, I got a couple of questions for you in regards to that, yeah. C. Allen, before we get to the break, but coming off the text line, could it be that the company couldn't come up with the financing in the first place in regards to Alukaya, or is it the fact that the airport is not in play? I don't think anybody will purchase it without the airport to sustain the airlift.
No, both of them. First of all, with the airport, you're going to have to get into the thousands of rooms. The Alokai is 1,234 rooms, if I'm not mistaken. So you have to get into about another 5,000 rooms in the marketplace to sustain the airport, because nobody's coming for the airport and nobody's coming for the rooms. So that means we need a third element, an actual infrastructure to maintain and entertain these people. But we are talking about each of them in isolation when they actually have to have synergy between each other. So the question then becomes, how do we get to these 10,000 rooms? Well, diversifying into hospitality, diversifying into tourism. Now, we use them interchangeably, but hospitality and tourism are two different things. Hospitality is what people experience. Tourism is what people, educational, religious, medical, ecotourism, orange economy, digital, all of these different things, with infrastructure already in place. And I should be coming up hard on the break so we can continue this after I get touch up on it.
Yeah, man, we'll wrap it up on the flip side of the break real quick at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. We can take a quick break right now, get to the news, and right after the news, we'll wrap things up with C. Allen and the Freeport Report on the Tuesday edition of Talking Heads, November 8th edition, which continues right after that.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hi,
used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I know less money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Center in South America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
With fine style, with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse. Courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger licking.
96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
In anticipation of the arrival and passing of Tropical Storm / Hurricane Nicole, which is scheduled to impact the northwestern Bahamas, including New Providence, at about 2 a.m. on Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. The Nassau Container Port wishes to advise the general public of adjustments to its normal operating schedule as follows. On Tuesday, November 8th, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesday, November 9th, normal operating hours, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., unless advised otherwise, if weather conditions continue to deteriorate. The Nassau tells the public to collect all cargo from the port immediately. Cargo left on port property during a hurricane is at risk of damage to include total loss. The Nassau Container Port will remain open until 6 p.m. Tuesday, November 8th, in an effort to facilitate the collection of cargo. Further updates will be provided via local radio and television channels.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, brilliant, interactive, and engaging conversation, 96.9 FM.
The Tuesday, November 8th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. Before we get into sports, we're wrapping up real quick with C. Allen Johnson and the Freeport Report. I want to thank Sarah Kirkby from the Grand Bahama News for chiming in, Darren Cooper for chiming in, and, of course, C. Allen as well. Real quick, though, C. Allen, what we got to talk about next Tuesday, man? You mentioned the orange economy. You mentioned the green economy. You mentioned the blue economy, tourism, so on and so forth. Let's wrap up there so we know what we got for next Tuesday.
Yeah. The quickly, what people ask about is these room nights. Essentially, if we could get behemoths to own these rather than mega hotels, we could totally change the economy. 10,000 is what they call net zero, meaning that everybody can operate and make a profit even if they don't become millionaires overnight. And so that means that the hotels will make money, the support system will make money, and the airport itself will become self-funding. And so this is the conversation we need to have coming from the Minister Ginger Moxie and the Minister for Investments, as well as in conclave with the Grand Bahama Port Authority as to what's now, what's new, and what's next. But Grand Bahamians have to demand that. So after we experience this next 24 hours between Abaco and Grand Bahama, this storm traveling, I think we should come out of this with a renewed desire for the development that we need. And next week we could talk about the way these economic models fits into Grand Bahama based on some of the very promises made by the Blueprints for Change and the actions now taken by the Prime Minister, because the Grand Bahama and Andres are the two primary producers of the carbon credits that the Prime Minister is running around the world with. And so we have to make sure that we are part of that inclusion in that. So Grand Bahama, as I say, we are resilient. The difference is we're not going to take it sitting down. We're going to build back better, stronger together with Abaco. And that's a conversation that we basically have to move forward to. But the hotel, please, the hotel is not the solution. And I mean, singularly, nor is the airport singularly. The people is the solution for this. And this includes Bahamians from around the Bahamas, because we're going to need about another 80,000 of you to leave New Providence and come to some place that you can get an acre of land and a house for $200,000, which just an acre of land for $200,000, and then get a good paying job in these new economic models, more so for the 70% of the people that's under the age of 45 that is going to be voting in the next election. We have to build a Bahamas for them, because, you know, it's a loan. We are only caretakers of it. And for people to realize, the Grand Bahama Port Authority is just a trust. The Hawkesbury Creek Agreement, we're going to talk about, it's a trust. It's a trust between the licensees, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and the Bahamian people. Do not let people let that get away. And don't forget, we own 7.5% that nobody has told us. for over 40 years, wears our 7.5%, and we sit on the board of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. In case people don't know, the government of the Bahamas sits on the board of the Grand Bahama Port Authority.
Well, we can go into that, man.
Thank you so much, man.
And I thank you, man. Always stay in touch, Seattle, and I appreciate your contributions. And you and your family, all the best, and get through this storm, which hopefully remains a tropical storm and not turns into a hurricane for a matter of 4 miles an hour. So I'm praying for you guys.
Yes, thank you so much. And I say for Abaconians and Grand Bahamians, stay safe. Do what is necessary. Take no unnecessary risk. If you have to go to a shelter, go to a shelter. It's 24 hours, and we can rebuild better homes.
All right, awesome. Seattle, be safe, take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right,
let's get up in today in sports history. Of course, we got Earl the Pearl getting ready to chime on in, zoom in. And you know, stranger to Earl the Pearl there, Mr. Producer. You know Pearly. Yeah, expect anything from Pearly. And I'll let you know.
Tell Wally don't be taking days off. That's all I can say.
Okay.
I say nothing else.
Wally, if you have like a blank from Pearly, it's either two things. Either he's self-muted and didn't know that he's self-muted, or he's at the air fat fryer. And if he's at the air fryer, then leave him at the air fryer, because he's up there. He's a chef worthy at the air fryer. Strong.
Man, I did some honey garlic pork chops last night. Oh, man.
How you can do honey garlic pork chops in an air fryer?
Yeah, in the air fryer.
Listen to me. Mr. Honey Garlic Pork Chop. Wally said the same thing, but I could do, right? Next week, I'm going to get two pork chops on Monday. I could drop them off to you at midday. You know, prepare them, I used to, and then I'll pick them up on the way to work, and me and Wally will give the official taste test on the air of Pearly's pork chops. Up and down again, you see?
Deal.
All right, Pearly, let's jump in, man. We got today in sports history.
I was taking a sip of something, sorry.
Oh, okay. You like Sparky now? You got your brown bottle? Okay, all right. Today in sports history, I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. Don't forget, on the weekend, breakfast, lunch, and dinner starting 9 a.m. every Saturday and Sunday. All right? And a great, great Monday through Friday menu for lunch and dinner. So you definitely want to check them out. As always, well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Give them a call, 377-7776. See what they got going on for you. And on this day, November 8th in sports history, 1942, Parker Hall of the Cleveland Rams threw 7 interceptions against the Green Bay Packers. 7 in one game. But wasn't there a dude in the NFL a couple years back that threw like 6 or 7 in a game too? Horrible, horrible guy. Still a backup to this day. He's a backup still, and he's horrible. We'll get that name in a second. 1951, Yogi Berra, the New York Yankees, won his first MVP award. He went on to win 2 more in his career. 1954, the American League approved the transfer of the Philadelphia Athletics, or the Philadelphia A's baseball team, to Kansas City, Missouri. 1959, Elgin Baylor of the Minneapolis Lakers scored 64 points and set a National Basketball Association scoring record. 1963, Maple Leaf Gardens became the first NHL arena to install separate penalty box doors for each team. 1966, U.S. President Johnson signed an anti-immunity for the AFL-NFL merger. 1970, Tom Dempsey of the Saints set an NFL record when he kicked a 63-yard field goal against the Detroit Lions. The record stood until October 25, 1998, when Jason of the Denver Broncos tied the record. Here's one for you, Pearly. 1981, Don Shula, coach of the Miami Dolphins, recorded his 200th NFL victory. 1981, ESPN covered a NASCAR race from flag to flag for the first time. 1990, Darryl Strawberry signed a 5-year contract with the Dodgers. He went to the Mets after 8 years. He went to the Dodgers after 8 years and getting 252 home runs with the Mets. 1991, Magic Johnson appeared on the Arsenio Hall show. It was his first appearance after announcing that he was HIV positive. 1997, Nevada's John Dutton threw for 557 yards and 5 touchdowns in a victory over Boise State. 1998, Emmitt Smith of the Dallas Cowboys became the all-time rushing leader for the Cowboys. He also surpassed 12,000 career yards in the NFL. And here's your quote of the day. Winning is not a sometime thing. It's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. Vince Lombardi. And that's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's slide up into the home court All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And, of course, don't forget.
Yes, before we did that, Lordy.
Yeah.
I think that was Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was 6 interceptions. He was a Jet then against Kansas City, September 2016.
No, I'm not. Okay, maybe Fitzpatrick has the 7. Maybe this dude threw 6. But he
no, that's 6. He threw 6. Ryan threw 6.
Or 5.
Tom Decker threw 7.
Or 5. This dude was horrible, bro. He played for a couple of teams, man. I want to say Peterson, but it's not Peterson. Had the funny last name, almost like a Jewish-American last name. Who?
That wouldn't have been recent then.
Yes, that was recent over the last couple of years, man. He's horrible. We even used to make jokes that he... I bet you if Peter chimed in, Peter know exactly what I'm talking about. We used to make fun of this dude.
And there was a guy named Ben Roethlisberger, Nathan Peterman.
Peterman! That's him right there. Garbage.
Buffalo against the Chargers.
Yeah.
26-17.
Nathan Peterman. Horrible, bro. Horrible. How is he still in the league? He might have just got out of the league recently, but he was horrible. And he bounced around. Remember a couple of times he's saying, Kaepernick.
Russell Wilson threw 5 back in 2016 as well.
Stop
so did Matt Barkley, Ben Roethlisberger. All these guys threw 5. Drew Brees.
Marino ever throw 5?
I'm looking.
He was checking to make sure, hey, because you know I was coming out if he did.
I know, but you know, that's so you know. Tony Romo threw 5.
Well, I could remember probably the 2 or 3 games he did throw. He did it more than once, him? Tony Romo, listen, Romo is my guy. He's cool. He's a quarterback. He's for the Cowboys. But him and his interception reached.
Dan Marino did throw 5 back against Dallas, actually.
Oh, touche.
In 1999.
Yes. You know what? That was the game. Boy, look here. That's when Dexter Coakley picked him off twice. Had one taken back for a pick 6 touchdown. And then the other 3 came. Yes, I remember that now. We beat y'all 20-0 on Thanksgiving.
Let's get into the home court. Let's get into the home court now.
No, but listen, I want to tell you this. What quarterback he was talking about before? Peterman. And then we were talking Marino.
Peterman.
Yeah, but you forget we used to say Kaepernick is out of the league, but Peterman is still in the league?
Yes.
You remember that? I mean, he's horrible.
I remember now.
Let's get into the home court. You see, you're going searching too much and find, woo, Lord God, there's a God in heaven, eh?
No. I would expect that because Marino actually, you know, Marino's throw like 40 times a game. So you can expect that sometimes, especially... Then you're playing 8 back and only three rushing, 3.
You know, look at how many times he had, he threw 3 interceptions in the game, but had like 5 touchdowns. How many times he had like an interception or 2, but 4 touchdowns. Listen, Marino's interceptions were all right with me. I don't have a problem with Marino's interceptions.
If Miami learned to play defense, when he was there, Miami would have had a Super Bowl winning team many years. But he just didn't have no defense.
Not a lick. Not
score
even.
Score 38 points and gave up 41. I never forgot that game against the Chargers.
And what used to kill me was when y'all had the killer bees and y'all thought they was the greatest thing ever, but.
That was just marketing.
They were horrible. God, but y'all. You remember the Blackwood brothers, Lyle and Kyle? And who else was on the killer bees? Kimbo Camper. Who else?
Kimbo Camper. Doug Betters.
Doug Betters, that's right. Lyle and Kyle Blackwood. You had
Lyle and Kyle Blackwood, Doug Betters.
There's a couple others on that.
A couple others. I can't remember off the top of my head. I have to think about it.
But boy, they marketed the heck out of them.
Yeah. You sure did.
Hold on. I got you right here. Oh, here it is. You got the Killer Bees. And they were the Killer Bees led by players Bob Baumhauer, Doug Betters, Kim Bocamper, Charles Bowser. You remember Charles Bowser?
Yeah, I remember Charles Bowser, yeah.
How about your linebacker, Bob Brzezinski? You remember Bob Brzezinski? Lyle and Kyle Blackwood, that was the Blackwood brothers, and they were known as the Killer Bees. And the Killer Bee defense was solid. They recorded 19 interceptions. All right? And they only played in 9 games because it was strike shortened.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And in the last season, they had a 16 game, 29.5 sacks. So they were pretty decent. Yeah, I remember that. People used to just be going crazy. The Killer Bees. And then, like you say, and then, like you say, Marino scored 38 and they let up 41. How?
Just kill me. Just kill me.
Anyway,
you know,
let's check out the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, you can ride into the holidays with Burger King Nassau and, of course, Easy Car Sales. All right, November 1st through December 27th, all you have to do is upgrade your combo. All right? Your combo of a deluxe or a King's Feast or a family deal, upgrade any one of them for a chance to win a BYD 2020 hand electric vehicle courtesy of Easy Car Sales. All right, ride into the holidays, like I said, with BK Nassau and Easy Car Sales. All you got to do, upgrade it right there. Upgrade your combo. Fill out the form, drop it in the registration box, and you could be riding into the holidays. All right, all courtesy of Burger King Nassau. Bahamians participate in FINA Swimming Cup. Lamar Taylor finishes 15th in the 50-meter free.
Wonderful.
That's good experience, man. You know what it is to be in the FINA Swimming Cup? I mean, that's people from all over the globe. And our three Bahamian swimmers were in action at the FINA International Swimming Federation Swimming Cup 2022, the third leg in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the U.S. And it went from Thursday, November 3rd, to Saturday, November 5th. And taking a break from school to swim for the Bahamas in the short course 25-meter meets were Lamar Taylor, Nigel Forbes, and Mark Anthony Thompson. So congratulations to those guys. I mean, job well done. That's no slouchy meet to go and represent to. And to finish 15th in the 50-meter free, considering there's a ton of people in that category, not bad at all. Xavier Open and Bahamian Junior Jakota Xavier Johnson is busy in Canada showcasing his skills and managed to get one of his biggest victories by securing the gold medal in the Quebec Open at the Claude Robillard Sports Complex in Quebec, Canada this past Saturday. So congratulations to him, man, doing big things. The Chick Charney Challenge returns. So that's going to be good. I know Chester Robard's all psyched up about that. And the BAISS softball championship games have been postponed due to the inclement weather.
Yeah. So I got two teams in it, two out of the four.
I'm sure that was coming. It was only a moment of time before that would happen.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Your infatuation and loyalty to SAC knows no bounds.
Should have had a foreign, but, you know, some things, you know. Pandemic actually hurt the development of the senior girls team.
The pandemic hurt a lot. But what we're going to do now, Pearly, is let's get to the break. We'll take the first break. On the flip side of the break, we'll get into, you know, who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We'll talk some NBA. We'll talk some NFL. And don't forget, the final 10 on the ride home today, Michael Fabiano and the crew from Sports Illustrated with your waiver wire selections. Pearly, you're looking good in that one league, boy. You take it, boy. Look here. Homeboy dropped 140. You blew that off like it was water. And drop 157. Then when they hit me inside, Jack.
It's about setting a mark in this league, you see. But coming into the league and setting a mark.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, people hitting me.
That royalty, you know.
Yeah, you want to sip from the golden goblet. And listen, if I got to pass off the golden goblet this year as the defending champion to you, I have no problem with that, my brother. Because your Dodgers don't let you down. I will make you feel like a winner.
I know, you know, I mean, it was almost like a mark of genius in the way I drafted. Almost like a mark of genius. But I feel really good.
Anyway, let me go to the break on that. I know I have people to story about your draft. Anyway, let's go to the break on that when they're walled off.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Refined Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, Refined Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, Refined Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Refined Threads is your place. Is your place.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. My scans came back. There are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of the family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Tuesday, November 8th edition continues right now. And we are talking, we're sliding into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And don't forget, Tropical Gyros available for you right there on Mackey and Rosetta until 6 p.m. And don't forget the new location coming soon, R&D Plaza, out there on JFK. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that.
You'll be
spending
the best.
Boy, they're hot. Beat bad. I showing up with Real Barrow on day one. You know how I wrote.
Thank you very much. And there you go.
Shame. But anyhow.
If it's good, let it kill you, but it's good. So it can be good for you, and it's really good.
Yeah. And you know, like you always say, why mess up a good story with the facts?
Yeah. But you know, the brother come from Zavius, you know.
Yeah, I know. And he probably passed through SAC, too.
We gave him a blow. We gave him a little blow. He had a cup of coffee, like we said, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he was passing through.
Man, a lot of ins and outs in Major League Baseball, but naughty, all kind of things
right.
Going down.
Well, hit us with the baseball real quick, man. What you got with the baseball? Who's in and who's out? Let us know.
No, but it's like the talks about who got traded now and who's interested and who now, you know, the Yankees hold on to Judd. It's all kinds. Some people just opted into contracts and stuff like that. Just to, like, you know. But there's talk like the Mets are worried about DeGrom because people are after DeGrom right now. The talk is whether the Dodgers are going to give up on Trey Turner and go after Contreras, you know. They got DeGrom linked to the Rangers, the Mets, and the Braves. So that's interesting.
What?
And then, you know, then the Rangers are after Kershaw, and the Rangers are playing to come to. They're not going to pressure him. But if the Dodgers don't offer him what he wants or something like that, then they're eating them.
So you could lose your big dog, Pearly? You could lose your big dog?
That's a possibility.
So then you need to worry about your big dog instead of worrying about our big dog. How about that?
But see, the thing about it, worrying about that, the thing about it is, that's just, we got money. We could buy DeGrom after that. We lose him. We could go after DeGrom. We could go after a couple other players. Easy. See, that loss to us isn't as big a loss as Judd is to the Yankees. You know, we've been without Kershaw and did well without Kershaw. Then the other big thing is that you've been on point in talking earlier Micah Parsons is really, really, really going after OBJ, recruiting him heavily, tweets and all kind of stuff
Listen, Pearly. I'm not even worried about OBJ. OBJ is going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. And I'll tell you why. Michael Irvin went public with it like a week and a half ago on Sunday Morning Football in the pregame. Says, listen, I'm in Dallas. OBJ's circle lives in Dallas. OBJ is going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. All right? Now, Michael Irvin makes that announcement. It goes along the pikes. Now, here comes Mike Fisher from Sports Illustrated. He is Mr. Dallas Cowboys. He's in the loop. You know what I mean? You got Jerry's ear. He's been a reporter for years. He's that guy. He's all things Cowboys. Art Archer reporting on the Cowboys. Believe it. It's facts. No clickbait. No nothing. He expressed the same situation.
Hey, everybody, what's going on in
the staff? Hey. He expressed the same situation that OBJ's people are in Dallas. And then OBJ came out and started mentioning it and saying that post this contract now is his last. He wants to have a home.
Yeah.
He wants, you know, he's got 4 years left, but he wants to, you know, three or four left, maybe five. But he wants, barring injury, that he wants to make his next destination home. I think he was hinting. I think he's putting out there, considering his circle is in Dallas. And when he made the announcement, where was he at the time when he was making the announcement? In Dallas. So I think basically OBJ wants to play for Dallas.
You could make something sound so good.
And if Jerry,
you got me convinced right now.
When it plays out, remember I told you, all right? And Jerry knows how to smell that kind of blood in the water and go seal the deal. We got a phone call. It's probably Mystery Dolphin.
See.
Let's see who it is. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Tony, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Yeah, this is Banana Man, man.
What's going on, Banana? Everything cool?
Yeah. But I didn't miss that. Everything's safe.
All right, so what you got for me today, man?
Man, I think that Miami Dolphins, man. I tired of talking to Lakers, man. Lakers can get me the press, buddy. I don't want to talk to them.
Okay, that's fine. Come off the ledge, talk to Pearly about the Dolphins. He'll get you up to snuff on the Dolphins. Pearly, bring him up to snuff on the Dolphins, man.
I saw an interesting story earlier today on NFL TV saying that the Dolphins offense is now next level. And Tua is now in the MVP talks. I don't know how to, you know, talk. And you've got an offense that is clicking on all cylinders. It has two running backs that come from a system that the head coach has brought in. They're out from San Francisco, so they know Mostert and Wilson. They know the system. The perfect fit. You got Tyreek Hill, who is Tyreek Hill. And you got Tua, who probably has some of the best eyes and quickly becoming one of the best, the most accurate passes, and has the quick release. So the team is looking. The problem I have with my team right now is we're missing Byron Jones, and I see just how valuable he is.
I think he had one little concussion, and then they speak about him because of the, I don't know, you know, if they didn't get fined from the NFL. But what if I come back and he's in the game?
That behind Miami, all that has done is actually made to me the referees quick to blow the whistle if you just blow on the quarterback, which may be good for some teams like Dallas, so and Miami. So we'll see how that goes. I'm just concerned about Miami's defense. It gave them too much points the other day, and I don't want to get in shootouts.
I think that's their Achilles heel right there, Banana Man. And I've told probably this before. I think the defense. Kind of like the Killer Bees we were talking about earlier. You know, you all put up 35, they might allow 40 because they got injuries at the wrong place.
I don't know if you want to call it the wrong place at the wrong time because it is early. These fellas come back for December. It might have been injuries at the right place at the right time. So, wrong place at the right time. So, it's holding its own right now, but when we get to the end of December... At the end of November, I need Byron back. I need some help in that, and I need my linebackers pulling the arm. But I think with Chubb in there now, you can see he was a little out of place. Valley, he picked up on the system. He's a little out of place. I think by next game he'll be in place, and I think he'll start seeing some improvement in the defense.
But I think Chubb. Look, anybody who got traded last week, anything that they gave you in there was
Yeah, really, yeah.
Okay? Anybody who produced and gave you anything, anything, okay, was a bonus. You got to start looking on them from this week on moving forward. All right?
Yeah. I think the probably the one who gave the most was Claypool in Chicago. I think he would have one who fit right in really perfect. He fit right in really perfect and was able to do that. Outside of that, what you got was bonus, and I was happy with the Chubb's play. I just looked for bigger moves. I see AJ Pollock turned down his offer from Chicago. He's going to test free agency. I see Wilson Contreras turned down his offer from the Cubs. He's going to test free agency. There's some good stuff coming up, buddy.
I'm seeing something coming out of LA in basketball now, though. Anthony Davis, potential landing spots in a trade? Is this where Pelinka going now?
But they might have to. He's probably the only one you can trade and get anything for it.
My God, Earl, trade LeBron.
Nobody wants it.
You got some contenders who give up the ghost for LeBron now. Come on.
And give up who for him.
Just give us picks. Give us just a cachet of picks. We pick broke.
Give me an example of who.
All right, off the top of my head, you can make a role at somebody like the Celtics. Get a talented player.
The Celtics has a championship team right now. Why do they want to bring them in there to disrupt their chemistry?
Because they're one of the teams that if I had a chance last year to get him, we're still enamored with LeBron. Phoenix is another one. You traded my dad to run with your boy Chris Paul.
They can send Dave May.
Send us DeAndre Ayton one time, call it a day, fastball.
If not,
give us some packages, man. You know?
Anyway.
I'm Lakers saying...
in trouble for the next 2 years.
Next 2 years, try another 10, Earl. Me in purgatory. But apparently...
It can be 10. That's the Lakers.
All right, 7.
In L.A., be 10.
All right, but anyway...
Something's there.
Now, here's some of the rumors for Anthony Davis. The Lakers trade Davis to the Brooklyn Nets. And the Lakers receive Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets for Anthony Davis and an unprotected 2029 first-round pick.
I'll take that in a heartbeat in a second.
Wait, what? I'll drive him to the airport. Now.
I'll lift his bikes.
Here's another one.
Shoot, he's jumping my shoulder. I'll run to Brooklyn. No.
Now, this is getting a little interesting now. Trade Davis to the Chicago Bulls. The Los Angeles Lakers receive Zach LaVine, Patrick Williams, and the return of the White Mamba. Caruso. And a 2023 first-round pick via Portland from the Chicago Bulls for Davis straight up. It's not a bad move there, getting 3 or 4 players.
Okay, all right.
Here's another one that I like as well. The Lakers receive from the Knicks R.J. Barrett, Mitchell Robinson, Obi Toppin, Quentin Grimes, 2023 first-round pick, protected 2023 first-round picks via Detroit, Washington, and Dallas, and a 2025 first-round pick via Milwaukee, from the New York Knicks for Anthony Davis. That's a whole cachet, brother.
I'll take that in a minute. Because that ain't a bunch of money. I'll take that in a second. I'll take that in 3 seconds.
I'll take that now. Here's one that really, really, boy. The Dallas Mavericks trade to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. Christian Wood, Spencer Dinwiddie, Reggie Bullock. Unprotected first-round picks in 2025, 2027, and 2029. First-round swap rights in 2024 and 2026 and 2028 from the Mavericks for Anthony Davis straight up. I got to go with that Mavericks package. You see how many picks they're giving us? Trade him.
I'll take that in 3/4 of a second, too.
That right there, if you're going to go... Now, if they do something like that for AD, then I get it. Okay, and they lost. Okay. The Lakers are 2-8, and they lost 139-116 to the Jazz. Okay?
Yeah.
Hot, smoking garbage. And we got to do better, bro. Got to do better. All right. Let's slide up into the pick segment, you know? All brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. Check them out online, theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. It is off the chain.
Okay.
Plenty of ways to win. Plenty of ways to bet. Plenty of ways to win. And The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right. Now, real quick, we'll be looking out for tonight in the NBA. But I can safely say nothing on top in baseball. Had a good run for baseball. The season's over. We're officially in the hot stove league now.
But you know what? I liked the Baltimore defense last night. We didn't say nothing but them.
But say? The Baltimore Ravens defense last? Yeah, the Ravens stepped up big last night, man. Ravens did what they were supposed to do.
Smith gave them a little something yesterday to be good, to be happy with.
And what was that? I didn't hear that total piece. It broke up. You mean Roquan Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roquan Smith that definitely stepped it up. So do we have any games on top in the NBA tonight? Or has everything been shut down? Yeah. But I'm not.
No, they got hold on. No, there's no NBA games tonight.
No NBA games tonight. Tomorrow night. Everything's tomorrow.
NHL. You got NHL. You got some college football tonight.
Okay.
And you got some NCAA basketball. Oh, some good games to last.
Hold on. NCAA basketball is back tonight? I thought that was next week.
They started last night.
Oh, beautiful, man. What? You got a ton of games tonight. You got Milwaukee and Purdue, Rider and Providence.
Michigan looked good last night. Villanova looked good last night.
Okay.
Tennessee got a good team. Dayton got a good team.
All right. I'll tell you what. We're going college basketball tonight. We'll do the money line only, so we play safe. You know what I mean? Since it's, the return of college basketball. So I will take Providence with the money line. I'll take Mercer over East Carolina with the money line. I'll take Sacred Heart over Hartford. Take the Hoyas of Georgetown over Coppin State.
I won't take the money line. I'll take the money line on that.
Money line all the way down. All the way down. Because the points you're getting in some of these games are ridiculous.
I'll give the Milwaukee game.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't take the 25. No. I'd go Milwaukee.
I'd take Milwaukee plus the 24. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's South Carolina State, South Carolina game, too. That's a kind of a state rival. Carolina got a much better team. I'll take South Carolina State in plus 24.
All right. Well, we've come to our closure. I see Wally giving us a sign. We got to get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, don't forget, we got Sports Illustrated coming up. Michael Fabiano, this week's waiver wire grabs, must have, all right? So for Pearly, for checking in with me in sports as always, and for Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper, and C. Allen Johnson bringing me the Freeport Report today. I want to thank everybody for chiming in. Good response, good calls, good text. And, of course, my super producer, Wally. Don't make this a one-and-done kind of thing, bro. All right? And at the same time, everybody in Grand Bahama, especially my in-laws, thoughts and prayers for you guys. Get through the storm safely. Safe passage.
Yeah.
And we're keeping you in our thoughts and prayers, all right? That's Grand Bahama and Abaco. And here as well. Do your due diligence. So be safe. And be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. And we will see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the tree and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We're like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger looking good.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carry small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Fabs here, and we are into week 10, which means what? Well, we're getting closer to the fantasy playoffs, and with four teams off this week, the Bengals, Jets, Patriots, and Ravens, you probably need help on the waiver wire, and I've got great luck for you because I have got Jen Piacenti here to talk about some of the best ads of the week. And Jen, let's start off at the quarterback position, where we've got a battle in California, and you like one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm going to go with Jimmy G here. I know that it sounds, you know, not exciting, but in reality, he's averaging 17.7 points per game among quarterbacks, and that's actually the 13th best because that's the state we're in this season. Last time out, week 8, he had a 132.5 quarterback rating. That's because Christian McCaffrey's there, and they're going to be so worried about stopping Christian McCaffrey as a passer, a receiver, and a runner, that Jimmy G is going to be freed up to make some big plays. And we know that the Chargers do give up a few big plays. So I like Jimmy G for a solid floor this week. Of course, you could also go with someone like Daniel Jones or Marcus Mariota. But hey, sometimes a solid floor is a good way to play.
Another quarterback, too, who we're going to be talking about here very soon. If you've got a roster spot, I hate to say it, Deshaun Watson's coming back here sooner rather than later. Let's move on to the running back position, where we now have a confusing committee in Miami, but you like one of those backs to potentially be useful this week.
Yeah, definitely check your waiver wire for Jeff Wilson Jr. He was dropped in a lot of leagues once they added Christian McCaffrey to the 49ers team. So this week he had the same amount of carries as Raheem Mostert. They both had 9, but Jeff Wilson Jr. far more effective, gaining 51 yards. He also caught 3 passes for 21. If you don't want to get a committee, too bad, because you know what? That's the situation this year. And this is a team that's going to be playing with the lead quite often. And I think Jeff Wilson Jr. fits nicely into Mike McDaniel's offense. So I think he's worth a grab. You could also consider someone like Isaiah Pacheco, whose playing time is increasing. But again, we didn't see a lot of exciting stuff in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, there's not a lot of meat on the running back bone as it pertains to the waiver wire. So those are a couple of players. If you want to go really deep, Jen even suggests maybe Zach Moss in a deeper league. Yeah. Let's move on to the wide receivers. And there actually is some meat on this bone. And we're going to start off with a kid in Terrace Marshall Jr., who's looked pretty good and has a pretty good matchup this week.
Yeah, he actually has an excellent matchup this week. It's the Atlanta Falcons. They've allowed the second most passing yards per game to opposing quarterbacks and 211 receiving yards per game to opposing wideouts. Now, across the past 2 games, he's had 50 yards or more. He's seen 15 targets across those past 2 games for 140 yards and a score. And as we mentioned, he gets the Falcons. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, talk about PJ Walker. Is he the right guy? And maybe Baker Mayfield's coming back. But what he has done is open up that passing game a little bit. And it looks like there is a spot for a wide receiver too. So for this week, definitely I like Terrace Marshall Jr. We know Walker is under center, but also he has a top 10 schedule for wideouts for the rest of the season, including your fantasy playoffs. Now, there's a lot more wideouts on my list, too, so be sure you check it out because there's quite a few you can make a grab for, including free agent Odell Beckham Jr.
Right, and hey, George Pickens could be floating around out there now with no Chase Claypool. Michael Gallup may have gotten dropped during the Cowboys bye week. And Mecole Hardman suddenly is getting in the end zone pretty often, so he could be out there as well. Finally, let's go to the tight ends, where we've got a couple of rookies who are really starting to look like potential fantasy assets.
Yeah, the rookie tight end class is pretty exciting. I mean, last year we thought it would be Kyle Pitts, but this year maybe it's, I don't know, Cade Otton. Maybe Tom Brady has found his Gronk. Okay, maybe that's a little bit exaggeratory, but he did lead all Bucks wide receivers on, or all Bucks receivers, I should say, on Sunday with 68 yards and a score. And he's seen 5 or more targets across his past 3 games. Also across those past 3 games, his 134 routes run are first among tight ends. So, hey, you could do a lot worse. As long as Cameron Brate is banged up, he's definitely an every week start too.
All right, great stuff, Jen, as always. And Week 10 is going to be big. The fantasy playoffs are coming. And, of course, be sure to check out Sports Illustrated's YouTube channel, where you can find Stardom and Sit'em, Waiver Wire, and so much more to help you win a fantasy football championship. Hit that subscribe button.